one of the issues the report has come up with is that some of the actions of the Salaries and Review Commission were unconstitutional and therefore are null and void. You will realize that currently there is an Act of Parliament, that is the Parliamentary Remuneration Act, that determines the pay structure of members of Parliament. So even though the Salaries and Review Commission is mandated by the Constitution to review and set salaries of state officers, which includes, of course, members of Parliament, the practice is that such determination, once it has been made by the Salaries and Review Commission, should be brought to Parliament so that Parliament can look at it and align the relevant laws, existing laws, to the recommendations of the Salaries and Review Commission before it can be gazetted. So what has happened is that the Salaries and Review Commission did gazette a pay structure that is at variance or that is in conflict with the structure currently existing under the Parliamentary Remuneration Act. So that committee of the House has on that basis therefore declared the gazette notice that was published to determine this new pay structure as null and void. So however, it's not easy to say which way, which direction the debate will go. Because once the debate is on the floor of the House, it can go either way.
There seems to be a disconnect between members of Parliament and what the public opinion is about the salary structure of Parliament. Some Kenyans are saying that members of Parliament are earning too much. Parliamentarians are saying, no, we want our pays to go forward. And that is why members of Parliament, they claim, are faulting the Salaries Commission. What can you tell me about this disconnect and how this can be fixed?
Yeah, you will realize that in the recent past, there has been a concerted campaign by the SRC in the public, which campaign has succeeded in kind of pitting members of the public against parliamentarians. In the sense that the public has been made to believe that the members of Parliament are earning too much, yet they are continuing to agitate for more, or even more. So that disconnect is definitely there. But then I think the Parliamentary Service Commission, which is in charge of the welfare of members of Parliament and other staff of Parliament, needs to make a clarification or to do a sensitization so the public may understand, may come to understand the issues as they are. Because what is not being told to the public is that members of Parliament this time round, unlike in the past, are obligated to pay tax just like any other members of the public. And therefore the figures being bounced around that members of Parliament will be earning is actually money which is before tax. So but what I think is basically a campaign that needs to be launched so that the public might know better what is at stake. But then, it's also a fact that the public thinks rightfully so, that members of Parliament are earning too much because of the state of the economy. You'll realize that in the country, the poverty level is too high, and most people live actually below a dollar a day. And that actually explains why there's a lot of anger whenever an issue such as this is raised. A lot of members of the public are earning too low, and or really nothing, for that matter. And therefore, if you start a campaign that depicts certain category of people as earning too much, therefore you end up stoking the anger.
They are suggesting that some members of Parliament do not like the chairperson of the SRC, and that is why all this process and members of Parliament are agitating about a constitutional provision that needs to be changed and that an Act of Parliament that needs to be changed, and because of the pay issue, and that is why this is going on. What is your personal reaction to this?
I am not sure if members of Parliament or certain members of Parliament are not happy with the chairperson, because personally I am not angry with her. But then what I think is at stake is differences in opinion. There is of course differences in the way people interpret the law and the constitution. So that difference cannot really amount to anger or hatred against the chairperson of the commission. Because remember, this commission is a constitutional commission. So that even if today the chairperson leaves office or is removed from office, the commission shall remain with the mandate it is given, has been given by the constitution. So in my view, the issue is not about the personalities in the commission, but the issue is about the law and the way it's supposed to be interpreted.
Will parliamentarians therefore discuss the issue of possibly amending the constitution to address this provision that has created such tension between parliament and the SRC, for that matter, and the disconnect between parliament and the public?
There are all possibilities. Because remember, a constitution is a dynamic document. It evolves over time. And therefore, if a need arises for it to be amended to align it to the reality, then that is perfectly in order. I cannot rule out a possibility of amending the constitution either in the near future or later to address this issue of SRC or any other issue for that matter.
Now, some Kenyans I spoke with are of the view that Tuesday, members of parliament want to kick out the chairperson of the SRC commission, and that is all this process is about. What is your reaction to that?
I'm not aware about that, and I also know that it is not possible for members of parliament to just kick out the chairperson of the SRC, because the constitution doesn't allow that. The chairperson of the SRC can only be kicked out after the president forms a tribunal to discuss her conduct. And if she's found guilty of whatever charges are leveled against her, then only then can she be removed from office.